Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, longleaf pines are often considered a staple as part of southeastern forests with a lot of strong ties to the history and culture of our region. And according to Florida NRCS biologist Michael Bush, they offer a lot of benefits to several different areas.
They provide a lot of excellent wildlife habitat to many species. One of these includes the federally listed red-cockaded woodpecker. From the forestry standpoint, longleaf pines, they're an easy tree to manage with fire, and they're resistant to many common pine diseases and natural processes that occur in our region, such as hurricanes. They're resistant to wind damage, and they provide a strong return with limited risk variability over time when grown for pole timber. The market for pole timber has very little fluctuation and provides consistent high returns for forest managers.
However, this vital resource has been dwindling, so to help sustain, enhance, and restore longleaf pine forest, NRCS is offering an initiative to landowners.
To help them help the land by either planting longleaf pine or managing longleaf pine ecosystems that currently need a little bit additional management.
Sign up for the Longleaf Pine Initiative funding will conclude this Friday, January 7th. For more information, visit your local NRCS field office or log on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.